Southwest Pakistan and the border regions with Afghanistan are often described as the most dangerous and most difficult areas for intelligence gathering in the world. That's why news of the kidnapping didn't shock Saifullah Massoud. He's executive director of the Islamabad-based nonpartisan Fatah Research Center.
That is one of the most dangerous areas of Pakistan where they were traveling. And things like that happen every day. Even normal Pakistanis don't go to that area unless they have some really pressing issue to take care of.
Massoud is himself a native of South Waziristan, one of the Fatah, or federally administrated tribal areas of Pakistan. After the Swiss pair was kidnapped, no one immediately took responsibility for the action. Massoud's research center, meanwhile, prepared to speak with Walier Rehman, the commander for the Tehrik-e-Taliban in South Waziristan, known as the TTP. Rehman mentioned the Swiss.
What he said was the Swiss were being treated very well. Fed well, that they were allowed to live as a couple and they were not confined to a room and were allowed to take walks and do stretching or yoga exercises.
Massoud says Balochistan is a regular spot for tribal fighters to go to take a break from the front lines in Waziristan, regularly targeted for U.S. drone strikes or attacks from Pakistan security forces.
The TTP themselves are very short on money at the moment, and they need money.
Jean-Paul Rouillet is operational manager for the Geneva Center for Training and Analysis of Terrorism. Both Massoud and Rouillet say international and domestic sanctions have forced the TTP and similar groups to turn to criminal activities like kidnapping to fund operations. Taliban commander Walier Rehman claimed the group wanted to trade the Swiss for Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani scientist jailed in the U.S. for trying to kill U.S. officials in Afghanistan. Her case is controversial, but Rouillet doesn't think this was the kidnapping's motivation.
Even the TTP themselves know that there is absolutely no chance that Afia Siddiqui might be released, might be freed anytime soon. And once the negotiation is open and once the Swiss government has made clear that they would not be in a position to influence the release of Afia Siddiqui, and I think we will very quickly go for some ransom and some money.
On Arab television station Al Arabiya last week, images of Swiss passports were shown. While they do belong to the Swiss couple, it's unclear where they came from or what they prove. In Islamabad, Saifullah Massoud says along with this, other evidence has surfaced.
Now, we do know that the Taliban have a video of the Swiss couple, and we do know that the Taliban are interested in selling that video to provide proof of life of the Swiss couple.
Have you seen it, or has anybody seen it?
One of our sources has seen it.
Does it show the couple is alive?
It does. It does.
Experts reject claims from the TTP that the Swiss tourists were working for security agencies. They say such claims just raise the stakes. Saifullah Massoud calls TTP commander Walier Rehman a moderate compared to other commanders, meaning he'll probably cut a deal. It's now a waiting game for negotiations to begin and to set the price of freedom.